Thing off of KC and Al tonight that's going to be representative to the church. It's going to be a word for the church, so have ears to hear what the Lord's saying to the church through these guys. And just I just have the sense it's going to set the tone for the evening, so be listening to every prophecy. Have the sense of community over what God's about to deliver, because you're going to get some too. Amen? So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are who it's all about tonight. We just worshiped you. We were the centerpiece of our worship, and we just adore you tonight. We do adore you. It's all about you and your church, so we thank you. And Lord, you have servants here that's been their heart, all about you. And tonight, tonight the Lord said, I'm coming with new plans. I'm coming, says the Lord, with a new architecture. I'm coming, says the Lord, and the Lord says, get ready for renovation. It's a renovation time. And you've said, well, we've had faith for maybe a new paint job, Lord, and maybe a little sprucing up here and there, a little spring cleaning, but we'll get by. And the Lord says, I don't want you to just get by. The Lord said, this is a time I'm going to renovate from the inside out. I'm going to change structures. I'm going to begin to change even vision. I'm going to begin to go and turn people inside out, and I'm going to begin to release people into some new areas, and I'm even going to call some new people here, like scaffolding, and I'm going to just put them up all around where the building's going to look different. The church is going to look different, because I'm going to put a big sign up that says, under construction. The Lord is here. The Lord is here to build something. He's here to renovate and to tear down some old things and put in some new things, and it's a new night, says the Lord. For even as we talked about blindness last night, I had this sense that the Lord says there's another level of blindness that he's going to smite tonight. He says, I'm going to bring you, son and daughter, I'm going to bring you to the pool of Siloam. I'm going to bring you to that pool of the apostolic, it's a time of sending upon you. And as you wash in the apostolic, as you wash in the pool of Siloam, your eyes are going to open to some new things. And you're going to see some new things all around you. And they will question you. They will say, how do you see that? How did you know that? And you say, well, we just washed in the pool. You answer just like the blind boy in John 9, I don't know. They just prayed for us and suddenly our eyes were open. We could see. And there's a night of washing that comes upon you in this house. The Lord says, I'm releasing a new wave of the apostolic that's going to hit and it's going to wash over and it's going to release sight. And then there will be new vision and there will be new boldness and there will be a new ability to confront Pharisee dimensions and false building ideas and false concepts and false architecture. The Lord says, I'm releasing it tonight. I'm calling you out of your impotency. I'm calling you out of your place of limitation. I'm calling you out of a place where you were even paralyzed in your vision. And the Lord said, this is the night. The Lord said, I'm taking you by the hand. And I'm saying to you, son and daughter, go wash in the pool of Siloam. It's fresh. It's new. And there's a new sense of God's building something new. And the Lord says, I'm going to bring some new building materials. The Lord says, I've been even preparing some people in other places. And the Lord says, it's time. And so the Lord says, don't even, this is a time, brother, you're humble. There's a humbleness about the two of you that is adequate and it is healthy and it's kingdom and it's, oh, it's life. But the Lord said, this is not a time to, the Lord says, just be careful. Don't dance into a false humility. Don't slide into a false sense of humility. Rather, the Lord says, it's time to be bold. It's a time to proclaim. It's time to build. It's time to declare. It's time to set some new bricks in the wall. It's time to call stones out of the quarry and say, you need to be here and you need to be there. It's a time, the Lord said, the Lord's putting those big white hard hats on you, Al. See one of those big hard hats that says supervisor, supervising the construction, supervising the divine building program, supervising the renovation. And brother, this is a time that it's going to be so uncomfortable for you because you like consensus and you like to talk it over and let's have a meeting and let's just pray about it and let's just wait for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit says, don't wait anymore. I'm moving. I'm moving now. And the Lord says, I'm raising you up, son, to begin to direct materials and begin to direct construction and to put pieces into place. And if you don't have them, the Lord says, call on me. Call on me and I'm going to bring supplies. I'm going to release, the Lord says, resources in this hour to build adequately, to build accurately, to build correctly what's deep in your heart anyway. But this time, the Lord said, it's up to you. You've got to step forward and say, this is what we must do. It's a proclamation time. And so the Lord said, this is now a time to, I see you guys just kind of, wow, clearing off a drafting board and just clearing it off. I see a drafting board that's been full of clutter, been full of other man's ideas. Other guys have submitted their plans and you've rolled them out, and there's layers of plans. And the Lord says, clear the deck, clear the table. There's a new thing I'm doing. So get ready. And it's going to be fresh, and it's not going to wear you out. And it's not like starting over. The Lord says, no, there's good foundation. But the Lord said, it is time to increase. It is time to build upon. And the Lord says, you're going to see a fresh release of vision in other people. And you're going to see that the Lord says, I'm going to raise up a standard. I'm going to raise up a banner. And it's going to begin to attract even another generation. The Lord said, son, your fishing nets have been lean lately. There's been times you've even cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, we fished all night and caught nothing. And there's been a distress and a little bit of frustration over the measure of fish that have been caught in your net. And you've said, Lord, it's not enough. We've toiled all night. What's the deal here? And the Lord says, at my word, let down your nets into the deep. There's a deep called another generation. There's a whole people group that you're going to throw nets into that you hadn't thought about, that you hadn't really gone there, that it's kind of like, well, we're waiting for, you know, the young fishermen to come and do it. And the Lord says, no, you go get the fish now. They're waiting for nets to go around them. I see little pools of young people and 20-somethings and young marrieds just out there swimming around, totally clueless, and waiting for the net. Destined, elect, called into the kingdom, and the nets of God are going to be cast deep for a great catch. Brother, I just see the two of you just licking your chops. I just see you guys getting all excited. I see you guys going, oh my gosh. We're going to sense the excitement of the early fishermen when they caught a massive catch. And you're going to have to call for the partners. They had to call for help. Say, come help us. Come help us. We got so many fish, we don't know what to do. Brother, God wants to overwhelm you guys with a sense of his ability and stability on how he's going to bring harvest in these days of your life. This is the time. You have been brought into the kingdom for such a time as this, says the Lord, and it is harvest time. And the Lord says, "Don't you can't wait anymore. You can't say, look, you know, it's another time, it's another season. The Lord says, I'm shifting everything, and it is harvest time. And so the Lord said, out of that, you're going to training. What are you doing tonight? We're training tonight. What are you doing tomorrow? We're training. What are we doing? We're training. Everything is going to be so training-oriented because suddenly disciples have to be made. They have to be manufactured almost. Almost you're going to get into a mass production of disciples. And brother, you are going to find an absolute joy and a youthful zeal that you touched years ago and thought that that was for then. But the Lord said, no, that was just a seed for now. You guys are going to be renewed in the spirit of your youth. You're going to find a strength, you're going to find an excitement, and you're going to have the grace to train trainers so they can train trainers so they can train trainers. And it's just this amazing, just this multiplied effect of the anointing to train and release. And God says, gear up, get ready. The Lord says, this is going to be even unexpected in some ways. There are going to be some unexpected arrivals that are going to come. There's going to be some people that, like the disciples, when you call for help, you're going to get amazing help. And the Lord says, there's some people out there totally detached from what's going on in the kingdom right now, and they're playing church. Like I said last night, they're in a church configuration, but it absolutely is full of Phariseeism because they're not doing it. They're not doing the kingdom. They're shutting off the kingdom. They're so busy playing church, they're not opening the kingdom to lost men and women. And you're going to say, would you come help us for a season? We're overwhelmed. We need some trainers. That we're trainers. We're doing some training and we need some more trainers. Would you come and help? And you're going to find they're going to run and say, we're about ready to die. We've been looking for a place to make disciples, to train, to teach, and to raise up people. And this is an hour of great harvest. And that is why the Lord said, this is kind of a moment that you've prayed for us. Kind of a something that God is doing on his calendar. And the Lord says, son and daughter, have ears to hear and have hearts to obey, because I'm going to dazzle you with grace. I'm going to pour out an explosion upon you. And the Lord says, you cannot do it yourselves. You must quickly train and release, train and release. And so get ready, brother. Get some of those old notes out. Get some of those old discipleship things you did. Hey, they're solid. They're good. Brother, you got some deep, deep wells within you. You've got some solid stuff for couples. The two of you, I see you just finding some sharp, young, naive couples and shaping and molding them quickly as leaders. The Lord says, I'm going to put you on a fast track and you're going to see an incredible pace to this system that God's thrusting you into, because God says it is urgent. There is an urgency, says the Lord, in this hour. It is a time of urgent following after the Lord and urgently casting nets into the deep and urgently training up disciples and changing, because I'm bringing great change. It is a time of spiritual renovation. It is a time, the Lord says, I'm going to change the image. I'm going to re-image even this house and these people, and I'm going to give you such a strong impulse of God is up to something that they're going to begin to lay down old things. I just see a big, you know, when you're doing renovation, there's a big junk pile on the job site. And brother and sister, you're going to go by and you will delightfully watch the junk pile grow as God discards things out of the old and makes way for the new, says the Lord.
And what I heard the Lord saying is, you two have been as that eagle that has ascended the top of the mountain. And I see that you've been going through a renewal process and almost even beating your wings against the rock, beating your wings just to get a renewal process. And there's been a season of vulnerability where you've been there vulnerable. You've been there relying on the Lord. You've been there waiting on the Lord. You've been there where God has been your strength. And the enemy has come along and even said, this is it. This is the moment to strike. This is the moment to come against. This is the moment to bring down all hell upon them and stop the move of God. But the Lord is saying, even in that season, God says his hand has been on you. God's protective hand has been on you, where he has even held back the fullness of all that the enemy's tried to bring. And I see a picture of this full, strong eagle renewed in its full strength with all of its feathers, with full sight. And I hear the Lord saying that you're about to mount up with wings as eagles. And the picture that God keeps showing me is you riding off, just swooping down and grabbing that serpent. And God's going to give you the ultimate victory. Even the thing that the enemy has brought against you, the Lord says, watch how I turn this thing around. Watch how I give you the victory. And the Lord says, you will have the last laugh. Yes. I will give you the last laugh, says the Lord. And regarding building, the Lord was also speaking to me, brother, that there's an anointing. There's a favor that he's going to give you at Home Depot. They're going to look at you and say, you're back again. There's a favor and even a connection that he's going to give you in this building process that God has given you. It won't be, it'll be supernatural as you step into it and realize God has really provided and put that in place for me to step into it. So the Lord says, you're about to step in. You're acquiring in this hour. This is the hour to acquire all that he's saying to you and to step into that place. The Lord says, I'm speaking to you about your long-range goals. 5 to 10 years, God says, I'm setting things in place for you for the next 5 to 10 years, so for the long range of the ministry. God says, I want you to see the nations. I want you to see the nations. The heart for the nation that I've given you. The Lord says, it's not by coincidence. I'm setting your vision towards the nations. Even your anointing to raise up those that would move in arts. I hear the Lord saying, that's all prophetic. That's all on purpose. You're going to even apostolo some teams to go to some nations and dance the word of the Lord and to bring in the word of the Lord. By the way, now that we're saying dance, I kept seeing this. I took a little bit of a course, and so I know the 8 steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we got to get some Jewish circle dancing in here. There's something about Jewish circle dancing that's going to bring a release in this house. But the Lord says to release that. But it's all on purpose. God says, I've been putting you, releasing you, wave at a time, a wave at a time. But you're going to realize as you look back, this is all fitting together in God's grand master plan, where you're going to be launched into the nations. You're going to be effective in your local region. You're going to be effective in this area, but also to the nations and the North Gate. Never forget that God's been speaking to you about the North Gate, that God says that you will have an assignment in the North Gate. You will be effective in the North Gate to bring about transition and bring about change and shift in the heavenly realms. So God says, son, the work is yet to be done. There's much work to be done. But just as you've been faithful to this point, God says, I will pour into you. I will continue to give you what you need. I'll give you the strength that you need. I'll give you the insight that you need. Just continue to rest on me as my wind will carry you into this new season of acquiring, a season of satisfaction. God says, you're going to look back and laugh and say, I couldn't have planned this better myself. God says, my spirit is bringing this together for you and will release you into a level of greater works, says the Lord. And Casey, I hear the Lord saying, you know, I saw you doing your waving of the flags, but then immediately it's like, I saw this, you kind of, I heard like popcorn popping, and out of you, all these Caseys surrounded you. And there was like an army of like 100 Caseys, and you were all doing that. And I hear the Lord say, you're, with one wave of a flag, the Lord says, you've broken down strongholds. With one twirl of a flag, the Lord says, you've come against a demon that's come against you. And I hear the Lord saying that I've given you victory in every wave. I've given you victory in every twirl. Never underestimate and see the power that you're releasing in the heavenly realm. The Lord says, when I hear those flags from your hands, I see an army. I hear an army, says the Lord. And you are shaking the heavens, says God. So continue to declare and decree, for you have authority to do so in the spirit realm.
God spoke to me this afternoon, and I was just waiting on God. And as Clem started prophesying, my list, he was just going right down the list of what gave me. So I want to start with the vision of, you know, sometimes in old buildings, I was in a school building one time where the walls had gotten a little weak, and so they would put connecting rods through the building, the plate on one side and a plate on the other side, and a rod that pulls the sides of the building together so they don't bow out. You guys have been like that. You're a stability. You've been a stability for years, and you've held things together. And it's been a good thing. And there's been a stability and a safety. Excuse me. Been a stability and a safety because of that. But God told me this afternoon that he was about to go into a partial demolition process for renovation. Hold on. Must be important. That he was going into a renovation process. And to do that, he was going to tear some things down. And your function of holding everything together and keeping the walls together so the roof stays up and all that is going to change. Because God's going to rebuild things so that you do not serve that function. And the building stands on its own with a new kind of stability. This is a big thing. It's so for you. But for the church, this is going to be a big thing. Because the familiarity is going to be threatened. There's a safety in familiarity. Well, it's always been this way, so we feel safe. But the truth is, God's going to tear some things down, and it's going to radically change the way some of you function in the local church, even some attitudes and thoughts. I don't know what all. It's not my job to. But, you know, God will do that. We're just telling you this now, declaring the end from the beginning, so because that's what God does, so that when it happens, you'll know it's God that's doing it. You don't start blaming the devil for what God's doing, right? That's a big deal. Second, that this thing about 20-somethings, I was reminded of that teaching where Jesus starts teaching about the way the kingdom operates. That those that had been, vineyard owner hired people to work starting early in the morning, and he kept hiring people all during the day, even until like 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And then he paid them, starting with the ones that came in last, and he gave them a denarius, and he paid everybody else the same thing. You're going to have people come in the church. You're going to have people come in at what seems like a late date. And they're going to pick up functions and anointings and callings and giftings and all these things in the church. And you're going to see the anointing of God and the blessing of God, bam, fall right on them. And you're going to go, wait a minute, I've been here serving in the children's thing for 15 years. And this dude comes along and in one day he gets 5 kids saved and the Holy Spirit falls and everybody gets baptized in the Holy Spirit. Says, that's going to happen. Okay, God's going to send people in. So when Clem said there are 20-somethings coming, there really are strangers coming who are going to walk right into the functioning and the machine and the network of the church. And it's going to be a radical change. Next, When you replay this word, you need to listen to it from two ways. I heard two completely separate messages. I heard a message for the local church, but I heard a message of sending that what you're doing, the renovation you're going to do here, God's going to have y'all doing in other places, particularly overseas. You're coming into a time, and I told you this afternoon, I cheated and went early, but I told you this afternoon that there's you're going to be brought into a time of constructing and putting things together and helping teams and apostolic teams and churches and people put things together in a right way, in an orderly way, where things are tight and don't wobble. And there's something about the God's going to take you to a lot of places that are wobbling, and everybody thinks it's okay to wobble. But it's not okay to wobble in God's kingdom. He wants a tight ship. And you're going to help people run a tight ship in terms of churches, teams, I don't know what all. But God's given both of you a builder's eye, and this is a time when he's going to use you to connect other people's dots for them. All of this comes down to change coming here. A renovation process. God's going to tear down some things. You're going to have, I don't know what all, don't have to. But God's going to stop things, change things, tear down things so he can rebuild a new structure that's the same structure, same people, but something's going to be different in the way it operates. And one of the things that will be different is that the two of you will not be this iron rod going from wall to wall, holding everything together. God's going to rebuild. Okay. Anything else, guys? Oh, one other thing. God is going to come on the two of you with an apostolic urgency within a week. It's going to fall on you. You're going to get up one day, and it's like you're going to feel like, oh, my God, we got to move faster. We don't have enough time. We got to get this stuff done. There are things that need to get done, not just here, but in other places. And you're going to go, the next time you go anywhere, you're going to walk into it with a different sense of timing. How you see that thing is going to change because there's going to be an apostolic urgency on both of you. That's going to make you hard to live with in some circles. You understand? Casey, this is for you too. You're going to be, I see you coming up behind some people, and you're pushing some in their back, and a few you're kicking just like that. Because you sense an urgency, and you're saying to them, you need to run now. You need to run. This is a time to run in God. This is not a time to go slow.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Church, why don't you stand up? I think it's just one of those times you need to stand and say, we're with these guys. You can't sit there and go, fold your arms and go, well, that was a great word for them. I'm glad it was for them. Nope, it's for you.
That's right.
Amen. They're just the portal that we opened up to deliver into. So y'all just kind of, if you extend your hands toward them and just let's receive this together. All right? Father, we thank you for the urgent word you've brought. We thank you that, Lord, at your word, there's been a releasing into the pool of Siloam tonight for a washing that's going to bring new sight, new spiritual sight. And so, Father, tonight we release this word, not only through your servants here, but into this house, into this body, that God would begin to take effect. Lord, there would be a noticeable difference even from this night forward in the vision of this house, and in the spiritual barometer is going to begin to rise, and the temperatures are going to rise, and Lord, there will be a momentum that comes from these words of yours that you released tonight, and we thank you for it. We seal these words to the glory of God in Jesus' name. And all the church said,
amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise God.
Tonight, I just want to add one little word. That I see a call coming from a Jewish quarter. I see a guy with a yarmulke on calling for help, but it's a false cry. So there's one false cry out there, but you'll recognize it, okay? That's not to scare you, just, you know, the plans of the enemy and all that.